everybody. In Parshas Lech Lecha, Avram is told to go to Eretz Canaan. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. And he does exactly that. He travels to Eretz Canaan. And in Eretz Canaan, the Torah says he built a Mizbeach in Shechem. And he built another Mizbeach between the city of Ai and Beit El. And the Torah says in Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Ches, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. He called out in the name of Hashem. He publicized. He taught people about God. And then tragedy strikes. There's a famine in the land in Eretz Canaan, and Avram and his family are forced to leave and go to Egypt. However, the Torah tells us just a few psukim later in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis that by the time Avram left Egypt, he was incredibly, incredibly wealthy. He had livestock, he had silver, he had gold. He was an incredibly well-known person with great influence, with great wealth. And then the Torah says in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Gimel that Avram, upon his return to Eretz Canaan, Vayelech Lemasaav, Avram traveled on his journeys. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on that Pasuk, based on the Gemara in Erchin Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, that Vayelech Lemasaav means that Avram, as he returned to Eretz Canaan, stayed in the very same inns that he had stayed in on his way out of Israel. When there was a famine and Avram and his family left Israel, they stayed in all these inns, all these hotels. And now, on his way back into Eretz Canaan, Avram and Sarah and the whole family stayed in the very same hotels. That's Rashi, based on the Gemara. And the question is, what's the message? Why do Chazal need to tell us where Avram and Sarah stayed? What's the big deal? The Ksav Sofer, Rav Avram Shmuel Binyamin Sofer. He was the son of the Chasam Sofer. He died in 1871. The Ksav Sofer says in the Sefer Ksav Sofer Ala Torah, the Ksav Sofer says there is a very powerful message that Chazal are telling us about Avram. The Ksav Sofer says that when Avram left Eretz Canaan, he was a relatively poor man. He could not have stayed in the fanciest places. And now that Avram was returning, he was incredibly wealthy. But the wealth, the luxury, did not go to his head. He could have stayed anywhere. He could have afforded fancy places. But he didn't care about that stuff. All he cared about was what the Torah says. And the Torah says, again, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Vayelech Lemasav. He went to the same inns. He returned to the exact places that he was before. Ad hamakom asher hayasham ahalo batchila. He went back to where he had been before, between Beit El and Ai. And why did he do that? The next pasuk continues and tells us why. El mekom amizbeach asher asa sham barishona. He went to where he had built his mizbeach before. And what did he do there? Vayikra sham Avram b'shem Hashem. All he wanted to do was tell people about God, to share his emunah in the one intangible, omnipotent, omniscient God. Avram did not need luxury. He didn't need fame. He just wanted to spread the word to anyone and everyone. Forget the idols. Forget the Avodah Zarah. Learn about God. Hear about God. Think about God. The wealth did not change Avraham. The fame did not change him. And it did not change his message. However, says the Ksav Sofer, Avraham's wealth did change one thing. The Ksav Sofer says that if you take a close look at the psukim before Avraham left Eretz Canaan, and at the psukim after he returned to Eretz Canaan, there is a subtle but important difference. When Avram first came to Eretz Yisrael before he left for Egypt, the Torah says in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Ches, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. And when he returned from Egypt, the Torah says in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches, Vayikra Sham Avram B'Shem Hashem. Why the difference? How come before the Torah just says Vayikra B'Shem Hashem? Anonymously almost. But now, when he returned, the Torah uses Avram's name, Vayikra Sham Avram B'Shem Hashem. The Ksav Sofer says that at first, unfortunately, people did not appreciate who Avram was. Here's this anonymous traveler, and some people didn't pay attention to him. His name was not well known. Anonymous. Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. But now that he was well known, people were more inclined to listen. It's sad, but it's true. There's a reason. why nowadays famous people get paid to endorse this kind of sneaker or that kind of automobile. In a strange way, for some reason, we value what famous people think and what famous people say. It's true today, and it was true then, too. Now that Avram was famous, people who value money and fame started listening to him more. Now his name meant something to those people, and the Torah mentions his name. But did Avram change his message? No. What did Avram endorse? What did he talk about? Vayikra Sham Avram, b'shem Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone.